where do they get the audacity? Can you hear me? Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This bum ass nigga up by the domino. Look, dude, just because I'm talking to you, engaging you, don't get the wrong motherfucking impression, bitch. You fucking peasant. Right. You fucking, you drug addict, you's a whole bum. You dependent on your woman and you are not that nigga. Not for me, maybe for another desperate or a desperate bitch, but I'm not that desperate bitch.
Okay.
Talking about, oh, you, I'm just about to drive off. He talking about, oh, you know I'm feeling some type of way. I said, here you go, and gave him a flyer. I said, brother, you want to make some money with me? Because that's the only thing we could do together if you don't get the fuck out my fucking face. Yo, bum ass. Nigga, you ain't the one. Like, you look all right, but nigga, I've been around. Nigga, you's a fuck nigga. You's the type of nigga that'll get it from the table and owe a nigga a dollar. Damn, nigga, to fuck with you about that dollar. Man, ain't got no... Nigga, you's a fuck nigga if you don't get your fuck ass out my face. Fuck with fuck niggas, I fuck with real niggas. Did I text you the picture of me and the Buccaneers? Yes, girl. I done went and made some new friends with the Buccaneers at three Buccaneer players, three world champions.
Okay.
They was at the damn DMV, and I'm just like, I went and wrote up some shit. I was like, hey, how y'all doing? I said, y'all look like athletes. I said, are you athletes? First of all, they had their mask on. So I can't just be like, oh, ain't you so-and-so? And ain't you so-and-so?
I didn't get it. I didn't see it.
Okay, hold on. Girl, I don't know what's wrong with my front end. It do sound crazy. My front end sound crazy on my car. I don't know. Something they done did that is not, it's just not sounding right. And I'm going to tell them, I hate to complain. I don't mean to, but y'all got to get this shit right. But that shit's driving me crazy. Just keep making this damn noise. Noises that wasn't there before. Something ain't connected. Something ain't right. But that noise, okay. Before y'all fuck with my car, this car, the noise wasn't there, period. Now, I didn't bring the car in for that. I brought it in basically for an inspection about the motor and, you know, the transmission shit. Y'all motherfuckers decide to change shit up and lower shit. And now my front end is crooked. I can't take that. Hold on one second. Let me find this picture. Yeah, just go ahead and drink your beer and give me a second. I'll be ready in a few minutes, bro. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. I'm looking for the... Yeah, Virgo done went and got on my ass. So I'm going to fucking go ahead and get this shit out of the hallway while I got somebody here with me. Fuck that.
Okay.
Yeah, I need the... You know, when he start going on about shit, it's time to. But ever since I gave him that generator, he got a nice, a pleasant attitude.
Okay.
He was really smart. See, that's a man gift. You get me? You a guy. You all the men I ever seen that shit. They just lit the fuck up, like, cause that's a man gift.
Right.
Shit, Jasmine would like that. You better keep that shit in mind for your gift list. Be like, let me get this something, cause the bonus benefit is. You can run anything off of that bitch, and you can't be mad at that. You can plug up your computer. You need to. Everybody needs charging.
Right.
And if you a type of person that's independent, you and then I know I be. No, you can't take it through the airport with you. But I mean, damn, it pretty much can go anywhere. All right.
But you can put it in your luggage.
Shit, yup. That bitch better not touch it. Well, that shit weigh a few. That bitch weigh.
It's kind
of
heavy.
Yeah, it's kind of heavy. Yeah. That would be almost your weight of your damn luggage.
Yeah. Okay.
Be like at capacity. All right, here you go, and here it go. I made them take off their masks too. I'm thinking to myself, you still got it, Joanna. You still got it, Flavor. You know what I mean? I just went into my reporter mode and shit. Like, not no fan mode. I approached them very professionally because, like, you know, even they might have been nice to a fan. They was very nice gentlemen. And I just was like, I just kept it 100. Oh shit! Wait, matter of fact, I don't know what I did with that damn dude piece of paper. He gave me his info, and I don't need. Oh, I went up in the damn building D without no damn money because they told me they ain't say I needed no damn money. Oh Lord, did I lose his info? He wrote it on something. Damn it! Oh my gosh, I probably misplaced that shit. He wrote it on. I had to ask them they what you call them info. I mean their numbers because I couldn't remember their damn names.
What was it? Who was it? You said
their number. Hold on, I got the number. They number 91, 92, 91, and 56 on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, okay. I would have been like, hey, this is Flavor with KEPX Radio. I would have been like, this is Lady D on the scene with KEPX Radio. Just want to get a quick interview with you guys real quick.
Oh, no, it was, girl, when you can't do that in the county center, like, yeah, trust and believe, I would have tried to pull it off.
Oh, it was inside the county center.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we was in the office, the tag office, so I was lucky to be getting that. Because the officer was like standing there. Oh, here it go. Yay. It was down there. Oh my goodness, I didn't lose it. His name, Blake. Oh, Blake. Bro. Oh no. This might be his people number. Because I'm like, I was like, yeah, can I get y'all one of y'all contact info so I can follow up? You know what I mean? I'm like, I ain't trying to holler at y'all. I mean, yeah, it's kind of awkward, but you know, I was persistent because I was like, look, we doing this financial literacy boot camp at the NFL Yet Center, which is all true. This is the City Parks Department. This is we about to submit a curriculum. I said, you guys look like you're nice gentlemen and athletes. I said, and then I explained real quick to them about the financial literacy boot camp. Oh, they loved that shit so quick.
Okay.
They was like, yeah, that's important. The finance, yeah. I was like, well, hopefully we'll see you guys to participate. So I'm going to tell Coach Franklin that I met number 91, 92, and 90, and 56, and they expressed interest in supporting this, and we'll see what we can go from there. You see that I was not finna lunch on that opportunity while they were sitting right there.
That's right, exactly.
why walk away and be like, damn, I should have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the
yep.
It ain't you know what I mean? The time ain't gonna come back around again. And they was all in a good ass mood. And then so when I was about to leave, I was like, you know what? I didn't even try to get a selfie with y'all. I was like, can I get one? And dude was like,
okay.
Dude was like, she want a selfie, y'all. And they was like, all right. And this is why they was sitting there about to pay for their shit. And I'm trying to get us all in the picture and everything and get it all in focus. Come here, girl. Come here, Slushy. It was like deja vu, D. It was like, they was like, you gotta hurry up like that. And I'm saying to myself, and I was like, they was like, oh, he said you got 2 seconds. But they was in the middle of paying for their shit. Literally, I'm stopping them. So this is, but I'm used to that, like interrupting you. Because, yeah, you, if you a star, you going to be busy. But that's not why they was busy. They was busy because they was there getting their shit straight.
Right.
So dude was like, they was like, you got 2 seconds. And before I knew it, click. That's all I needed was one. That's one too many.
I know that's right. Exactly.
When he was saying, I got, as soon as he was talking about, I got, I'm getting it. I'm getting ready. And so yeah, it was cute like that. I was like, you feel like you're getting back to your old self. Basically. I'm like, this ain't nothing new. Oh, and then I told them my NFL story, which they were very interested in.
In the what you said?
My NFL story. You know I used to hang out with two famous NFL players.
Okay.
One is dead. He died, but everybody knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Jerome Brown. And the other one is still alive, who is now an NFL anchor. And his name is Chris.
Okay.
Huh? Okay, babe. I'm about ready when you come back. His name is Chris Carter.
Okay. Who did they used to play for?
They used to play for the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, back in the day. Remember I told you when Carlene bought that girl, the town, talking about she was going to get her a singing career? That's when we all used to hang out and shit. And Jerome was from Brooksville, Florida, and he was a graduate of Miami, University of Miami. So he was very, very, very well known in Florida. And Chris Carter had just joined the Philadelphia Eagles. And I call him Gonzo. And they, when I said them two names, especially Jerome, because Jerome Brown, he been dead for a long, long time. So really,
Dave, let me take this call.
Okay. What you want, little girl? You better eat that food. Eat that food. Get more done to do more, right? Because why people want to keep trying blood clot me like as if it's gonna go their fucking way. Bitch, you work for a whole corporate company. This ain't no ma and pa kettle pawn shop, bitch. This ain't Cajun porn stars. This ain't even Vegas porn stars. This some real deal fucking Holyfield here. This ain't no motherfucking Jizz Oak. Like, first of all, what part of this vehicle is still in y'all motherfucking name ain't you comprehending? You get me? Like, that's number one. See, you, him being a manager, his priority should be to hurry up and get this vehicle out they name. Ain't that should have been his priority?
That should be. That was mine.
Soon as he found out that the title had not been transferred yet, that y'all still own retain by law, y'all is still the owner of this vehicle, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
As you like to point out, I bought it. Well, yep, I purchased it, but I do not rightfully own it. So then, it boils down to, now, they had to make an appointment. So he suggested to me that I make an appointment so that I could do it at the same time to get the shit, whatever. But yeah, thanks for the suggestion. I will do that. So he was like, well, I suggest so that you get a transfer. Well, shit, that would suit me just fine. Because guess what? Now, oh, how about this? Who knew? Your regular tag can get reported stolen and replaced, but a personalized tag can't. So now I had to get a whole nother personalized tag.
Oh, wow.
Oh wow, my days just get full of more fucking shit, D. Like what?
Uh-uh.
Huh? Oh no! Once a personalized tag is stolen, that's it. Well, why y'all can't reissue it? Y'all is the... I'm like, but you can issue, reissue a regular tag. Okay, not going to go toe-to-toe with y'all because I know y'all don't make the rules, right? So instead of Flavor now, I got... You know what? I should have got Flavor 007. No, that's right. No, I just got Flavor 00. For zero, double zero, for zero tolerance.
Oh, okay.
And then, before they issued the tag, they had to ask me, what do Flavor stand for and all this shit. I was like, what? I said, it's my nickname.
Right.
Girl, if I said it stood for some radical movement group, they'd have been like, I was like, hell no. Like, what does Flavor stand for? As long as it don't stand for fuck Aryan people and all that shit.
Right. Fuck living America. Some shit.
Yeah. Fucking liver America, bitches. So wait now. So wait. The plot thickens. So now he's trying to go toe-to-toe with me. Oh, no, he's just like, yeah, because now I got to take time out my day. Bitch, eat it. Suck it up, bitch. Part of your job description, fuck boy. You might got to fucking end up in court testifying, bitch, because a bitch sold y'all some stolen shit. Suck it up, bitch. Part of the job. By the way, bitch, you acting like you got to drive up 1,000 miles and go to some stinking ass zoo or some shit. Bitch, shut the fuck up. So then he says, so this is what I say to him. Listen to my words. I said, okay, sir, so I'm going to call you, what is it? Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I'm going to call you next Wednesday at 10 o'clock to make sure, because I think he said the appointment was like 11:30 or whatever. I'm like, so, because really, I don't have to meet him at the DMV. You get me, D? I could just meet him at the pawn shop, bitch. You the one getting the replacement title. So I don't even got to meet you at fucking the tag place. You see, matter of fact, what this bitch supposed to be doing is asking what's more convenient for me. This pussy sitting up there talking to me as if he running shit. Then he gonna have the audacity to tell me,
girl, yeah, you a trip. You a whole trip.
What? A whole trip? I'm a whole customer. And I had to tell his fuck ass that shit. I said, bitch, I spent thousands with this motherfucking goddamn company. Matter of fact, I just bought a car from y'all bitches. So you gonna fucking lower yourself.
How long have you had that car?
I don't know how long I had this bitch. It don't matter. I said it sat, and they could have just did just that. I wasn't driving it, and now I want to register it. Bitch, the paperwork got stolen. Whatever. So here the bitch tells me, you see, his boss told him what to do. So you don't talk shit to me once your boss tells you what to do. See, what bitches don't get is, this is your job, and what you think out your fucking mouth, don't make me fucking hear it. Out your brain, bitch. You got the wrong motherfucking one. Because I never got to talk to customers in a fucking type of way. I never got away with shit. And I wish I would let a bitch get away with some shit. Yup, put the cameras on me, goddammit. You goddamn right. You goddamn right. Then he said, I ain't get to the cherry. Then the bitch, he says, oh, because I don't, this why he told me to meet him at the DMV. Talking about I was recording them last time and they don't feel comfortable. I said, I don't give a damn. I said, mister, you got a lot of damn nerve. I said, I don't know what your problem is. And the lady was sitting there taking my money to cashier. I had him on speakerphone so she could hear him and me. I said, you got a lot of damn nerve. I said, I don't know who you think you talking to. I said, I'm going to call your boss again. Bitch, you don't talk that shit to me. I don't give a fuck about them hoes. I said, unless I've been served with a fucking trespass or a fucking notice from Value Point, I don't want to hear your fuck ass talking shit to me or telling me shit. I said, you got a lot of damn nerve. Because, bitch, once again, I'm going to call your boss, bitch. Now, if you ain't got no sense, let your boss motherfucker give you some. Because I ain't got to argue with your fuck ass. You inconveniencing doing your job? I'm going to tell him that, too. Oh, I'm inconveniencing you? Well, then, bitch, this some shit you don't complain about the customer to, bitch. Who the fuck you think you is? You's a fuck-ass fucking wrong manager. Your customer service stinks, and you going to get some motherfucking straightening fucking with me. Nah, these bitches lucky I go to their bosses now. Because a bitch like me will call and come up there and fucking cuss your puss ass out right to your face. And dare your bitch ass to fucking try to act like you gonna harm me. Oh, I'm gonna really be shopping at this bitch. Nah, long as I ain't threatening the bitch, I say what the fuck I wanna say. Long I had to learn, don't curse, don't threaten. Oh, because what did she say? Oh, she's just complaining that she, yeah, but oh no, she's saying F you and but soon anything, give them police a grain of sand worth of leverage and they will jump on it. Bitch, you don't got no grains of sand over here. Fuck all y'all bitches. I'm gonna say what I want. Oh, you getting an attitude? Watch, I know how to leave. Watch, I know how to leave and take it to another level. See? I don't need to stand here and be right now, bitch. I'm right, and I'm going to be right tomorrow, the next day, and the next day after that. Fuck right now, bitch. Now, watch how this works. But gather on up my shit and get the fucking stepping. And y'all, and everybody acting like it's over. We showed her. You going to see. Yeah, that part. Girl, before I knew it, that pussy-ass manager, the same one that just told me, forget about it. That bitch was calling my phone unless I don't even think 15 good minutes had passed by when I got a call. But I didn't realize it was him calling me. So his boss then got the message and probably was shocked to find out that a vehicle was out here still registered and they motherfucking company name. That part. See, that's what happened when you don't handle your scandal. That's what happened when you make the big bosses have to get involved. Uh-oh. See, had you been a nice son of a bitch and just went and fucking dealt with me correctly, oh, your boss wouldn't have been involved with this shit. Uh-oh. You wouldn't have been found out, you dumb bitch. You should have took care of me so quick and got rid of me. Oh, no. You want to be a fuck cracker. Because you thought you was fucking with some sort of nigga bitch. Well, goddamn it. This nigga gal showed your motherfucking ass what time it is. I love doing that shit, D. I love it. I love it when it turned out like this. See? Because you had the opportunity where the bitch say, do it the easy way. But you, like Master P said, you want to do it the hard way. You want to do it the hard way. This was so simple. Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry. He had the attitude in the first place. No, you don't. All that, bitch, who are you think you is? You're not my mother, my father, somebody. Oh, I mean, he all from the dough was all wrong off the ripper. But, I ignored that. Then he was like, I got, you know what? I didn't let up because I dared that bitch to challenge me. Because all your boss told you what to do, bitch. See, that's what you don't understand, what I know. Fuck what you talking about, bitch. Do your job. Do what your boss said or work somewhere else, pussy. That what you do. See, all this shit, this extra shit you putting me through, that's just going to be extra shit for me to fucking run your boss's ear about or his boss. I'm that bitch. I go to the boss's boss. Sure do. I ain't got no problem with it. What is these people driving up? Huh. Where is this cute motherfucker driving up all this dust? God damn. Girl, if you could only see, I seen a whole plume of dust just go up in the air.
Wow.
I don't even know who the fuck these people is. They just drove up alongside of me. Like right here on the property. I don't even know who they is. Now they backing up.
Oh. Mm.
Jay, you fucking kicking up. Look at this. Look at all this sand and shit you kicking up. You ain't had to ride up in here. You see? Look at all that shit. Look at all that. You could have just rolled on up, right on up in there. Now you kicking up mad dust for no reason. Yeah, I see you just come through with anything. See, I ain't know who it was. I just know you drove up and made a motherfucking dust cloud come. Because I see the fucking dust. I don't want all that shit on me. Bye, boo-boo. God damn. Oh my gosh. They moved all this loose ass fucking sand and shit and fucking just dumped it, piled it all on the motherfucking thing on the ground. And the shit is so loose and it's just so fine and dusty. Like it lost all this, it just like dust and shit. And he talking about, what you backing up for? I said, bitch, I'm backing up because I can see the dust right in your headlights. I'm through with that shit. All day long, the fucking wind been blowing, dust been blowing. Earlier, we at the domino table.
The wind was blowing so hard out here, I felt like I had dirt on my face because it was so dusty. The wind was blowing dust and shit all over the place. I'm like, damn, couldn't wait to get home and jump my ass in the shower.
Exactly. You ain't have to leave, nigga. All you had to do is just drive the other way. See, I motherfucking went all of a sudden while I'm sitting at the table, I seen all of the sand gush up and coming our way. And all I could do was close my eyes and mouth. I said, y'all better close your eyes and come. And before I knew it, that shit had them just blanketed us. I had to leave the fucking storage yesterday. I was there, well ready to work early. But girl, boy, when I tell you every bit of the fucking dust blew up right there it was blowing inside of the D. I was like, all I could do is shake my head and say, why me? I can't even stand in this bitch and just get some work done. No, it don't be blowing at the nighttime. But right then and on everything, every last bit of every leaf was on my side, D, the whole wind. Even when I was standing out there, I had to keep turning my back because the shit was just, I had to hurry up and leave. I was like, fuck this shit. I pulled everything. I just started throwing shit in there to hurry up and go. I was so mad. I was like, oh, damn. All I wanted to do was just do some more boxes. I said, but this ain't gonna work. And then I kept feeling the I'm already sticky and hot. And like you said, you can just feel like the sand just sticking to you, just clinging to you and shit.
Like yucky, I gotta get home, get in the shower.
And the dude that was just working with me, he was stinking. His damn, you know how people feet, they sneakers stink. They sour. Mm-hmm. Girl, that damn smell was all around me, making me nauseous. I wanted to get rid of that bitch so damn fast.
Mm-mm.
I was like, oh my God. I said, why must I constantly go through these trials and tribulation? Then he want to keep trying to be helpful. Bitch, you're not being helpful. I said, look, when I need you, bro, I'll let you know. Okay, I didn't ask you to pump the gas because I didn't want you to pump the gas. He go grabbing the fucking, bitch, he don't drive. He one of them, you know, like one of them like not bums, but you know, like bummy peoples and shit. Bitch, you don't drive. When last time you even drove a car? First thing you do, grab the goddamn diesel fuel. I said, bruh, put it down. I said, just put it back. Put it back. Ooh, 8 years. I said, see, what y'all shouldn't do is make me have to explain everything. I said, put it back, please. I said, just put the nozzle back, please. Oh, what? Bruh, do I got to tell you that you grabbed the wrong fucking nozzle? No, just put it back. I said, just put it back. I got it. Oh, what? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, now you see it was the wrong fucking shit. Now you know. Oh, I ain't know. It's exactly. I said, see, we could just make quick light work of shit. I'm used to this shit. I'm used to working with you motherfuckers who make a whole goddamn rocket science project out of moving bags and boxes. Right? Mm-hmm. I said, I explained to you how I want shit for a reason. Oh, I'm just going to do this. No, you not. What did I ask you to do? Oh, you finna try to throw them heavy-ass bags on top of my boxes so they can bend, dumbass, instead of piling boxes on top of boxes. Don't do it. I said, that's why a bitch can't just leave a bitch and go off and come back. Because you finna do some stupid shit. What you gonna do when the heavy bag bend the box and the box can't support itself? Because I don't want my boxes bent. They is not, but now I don't want them bent. Oh, okay, I see what you say. Exactly, because all y'all see is just taking shit out, throwing it on the, and we moving it. That's all you see. You don't see no method to the madness, because you don't need, it don't compute. All you want to do is hurry up and throw some bags on and get it off and get your money. I get that. But meanwhile, no, I can't have you making a mess of my success.
Okay.
Shit, that's what's happening. I shouldn't have to fucking come to you and go through all of this, but I've done it before. People don't get it. That's not what they do, and they will make a mess out of something so quick, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please live from the bottom. No, I got this. They don't live from the bottom. Hold it from the bottom. Next thing you know, crash, my shit falling through. You know what I mean? Then what I'm gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm gonna do? I can't deduct your pay, right? So you can come around and fuck up my crib. Now your pussy ass know where I live at and shit like that. So
okay.
I can't take the money out your pay and shit like a business, like on Shipping Wars. When you fuck up something, they be like, "Up, that coming out your fee." So what did you get loaded up, or what did you all load up on your new thing?
On what? On my TV station?
Yeah.
I got my videos, well, not all of them, but a lot of the videos from my Lady D TV page, and then I have some other independent artist videos, and then I'm able to put some mainstream videos up there. So, you know, of course I got some Chris Brown videos and they got a movie right here. Then after the movie at from 8 to 10, that from 10 to 11, they might have a comedy show. And from 11 to 30 to 12, they might have a you know, a documentary or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. So I can put different stuff on the station, on the TV channel.
Okay.
And I can create different channels for different things. So I can create a Food Network.
Oh wow!
That I can create myself, up to 25 channels that I can create myself. I can put them on my website. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm loving it so far. I'm on a I'm getting ready to upload some more videos, and then I'm gonna start. I've been at it for a while, but I just never really promoted it, and I still haven't promoted it yet. But what I'm gonna do is look out. I'm trying to get some advertisers and some people that want to do their commercials, because I can put commercials in between shows, in between each little show. I can put a commercial. You know, people can pay for, to have their commercial shown or played on the station, on the channel.
Okay.
You know, multiple times throughout the day, because I can program the whole 24-hour day. I can program the whole week. I can, you know, to play whatever I need to play. So say you want to have your show on from 9 o'clock to 9:30. I can program it in, and you tell everybody, oh, it's going to be on Lady D TV from 9 to 9:30. You know, take a look, you know, and your show will be, it'll pop up from 9 to 9:30. And then whatever else is coming on, you know, 9:30 to 10:30 is I don't know, any, whatever, you know.
Oh, I had a really awesome experience today. Somebody, like, people... I swear, D, I feel so bad. I feel bad when I have to say, hey, babe, because I don't remember. Like, niggas be like, hey, Flav, what's up? How you doing? I be like, hey, babe, how you been? Like, who is you?
Okay.
Where do I know you from? But, hi, how are you? And he was like, well, what you got going on like that? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I said, well, got this new little radio show. And we was in the store. I was buying a blunt, and I was like, "Yeah." I said, "It's for, you know, it's for felons, really, like blah blah blah." And I'm telling him, right? So there's another dude in there. So he listening hard as hell. Come to find out, while I'm telling him, I'm like, "Yeah, you know, them motherfuckers, they work for us, and they done took our jobs, and we paying for this. We letting them pardon themselves, woo woo woo." So dude, like, "Yeah, yeah." So then he was like, "I said, well." I said, come on. I said, I know y'all might not be up. I said, but you know, you might catch it one day. I said, tell everybody to turn in if they up, 7:30. You know, they was like, yeah, all right, yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. I said, what you think? They like, hell yeah, man, shit, that's, yeah, like that. And I'm like, see, you, this is, I said, y'all ever heard this before? No, man, shit, like, yeah, exact. See, these the thugs of the street. They want this info. They ain't rejecting it like, man, ain't nobody on that. That's how niggas was a couple years ago when I used to do the Mothers Against Crack. Niggas, at first, niggas was trying to act like, oh, I'm like the police. I'm like, man, this to stop y'all from getting fucked up by the police. So a couple of niggas had better sense, peeped it out. They'd be like, nah, man, she cool, yeah, she talking about some other stuff. Yeah, make sure bitches know I ain't snitching, I ain't no fuck bitch, and I ain't trying to get y'all knocked off by the police. Now let them know, y'all doing a good enough job of that by your motherfucking self, bitch. You don't need my help.
Okay.
Don't try to give me no motherfucking credit, bitch. No undue credit. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all handling all that shit, giving these crackers all the info they need to knock y'all dumb asses off. And it's a matter of time. That's what they say. They got all the time in the world. You 10 years later, 13 years later, here you come knocking at your door. So that part, I said I don't even know bitches' business. That's why I don't let bitches tell me shit, show me shit, take me nowhere at all. Drop me off at the gas station.
Okay.
Don't even get close to where you going. So I can tell the crackers, well, they drive me here, so they might be around here. Nope. Make sure I'm not nowhere near where the fuck you finna be at. Because when the shit go down and get fucked up, I don't want my name in shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all figure it all out without Joanna name in it. Ain't no, oh, it was this until Flavor, it was that until Flavor. No. When I found out bitches was so quick to blame people for their problems and shit, I said, oh, I got something for that. Watch this, bitches. as then took myself out of all equations. Oh yeah, I used to be Miss Nosy, Miss Think It's Cool that I know where your stash at. Your bitch, I don't want no shit. I don't want no jack. I don't want to know where your stash has at. I don't want to know who you got on your payroll. I don't want to know shit. And I mean that. And I will cuss your bitch ass out if you even try to act like you trying to tell me shit. Because bitches ain't loyal. They don't know who the fuck to blame. And too much shit happens. Look what just happened. My $50 bill fell off the damn, blew off the damn porch. Almost blew up under the porch. Shit happens so quick. That lady, I'm talking about Barbara, was really, see, she didn't know. I didn't let her know I had found it at first. I seen it, but I kept on, I let her keep on looking for it. I don't have it, and whatever. So I changed the mood, and I was like, I was like, I don't think you got it. I said, I'm sure it's somewhere around here, right? But I hadn't already picked it up.
Okay.
I was like, I'm sure it's somewhere around. I said, no problem. I'ma just go ahead and deal with your stuff. No. I don't want you to think I got it. And all this shit. I was like, I don't think you got it.
Okay.
Truly, I don't. I said, nah, don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll show up. And then I was like, oh, here it go. Look, it's way over here. You got it, you got it. She says, oh, thank goodness. Yeah, because she was like, I'm not going to take one penny from you or some shit like that and all this stuff. Talking about, I said, Barbara, I said, I'm not worried, honey. I said, because God is watching. Now, you call yourself a Christian, you might can get over on me, but you can't get over on God. So I'm not worried. I'm cautious and concerned, but not worried.
Okay.
Now, I said, I don't got eyes in the back of my head. I ain't got time to be worried about y'all people. I said, I let you do certain things because I have that trust factor with you. But if it's of no importance to you, then fine. I mean, like, I'd be like, okay, the door open. Go ahead and start. Go ahead. Go do shit. Like, damn, I shouldn't have to be, like, right over you every second. Good grief. That's a pain in the ass. Being over a bitch all the damn time. Like, tonight, I was trying to clear out this shit. Virgo, he said, I got to get it clean. So I went to taking shit out, piling it up. But then I couldn't trust dude to just go ahead and handle getting the bags out from over there. Good thing. You know what I mean? Like, and then he drinking too. That's why I say I don't even know why I be using. But that's these people. That's what they is. They alcoholics and shit. That's what they do. Ain't no more dope. So bitches be drinking.
Okay.
But I didn't trip. I was like, but when I get down to business, I be like a sergeant or whatever, a general. You damn Skippy, cause I gotta get shit done. And now it's not time for play.
I know that's right.
You know what I mean? Like, let's just get this shit done. Then we can go back to play. But for now, no. Bitch be like, oh, you damn Skippy. Because if I sit here and kiki with you motherfuckers, you're going to take forever. And you're going to start fucking up. So let's tighten up, get this shit done, and we be done. Quicker we get it done. Quicker we get it done, everybody can get back to fun.
Okay.
I'm good with this shit now. That's what I'm like. All I do is put out the word. Shit, as hard as it is for a bitch to make money, dope game over. Niggas don't need you. You know what I mean? All that, go to the store for me and make this errand. We just watch out, motherfucker. Ain't no little side jobs. And if you broke, 9 times out of 10, your people broke. So everybody broke. It's like, shit, it's easy to make some good, easy money off of me. Because I can't do mostly none of this shit I could do before. So this shit really is light work. It's not like it's heavy. I can take care of this shit myself, but it's too taxing on me now. So I'd rather pay somebody $10 or $5 shit.
Mm. Okay.
Like, quick, quick. I don't give a fuck if I gotta pay you $20 to get, if it's worth it. Get that shit done. And keep it moving.
Exactly.
Girl, they I think they finna R. Kelly trial coming up, I think, in June.
Oh yeah?
Yep. Another trophy prosecution. That nigga gone. They see these bitches then went on the rampage. And with all this Me Too movement shit, you ain't getting off that easy, bro. You gonna do some time. You probably do every bit of 10 years.
Wow.
They want his ass for real. I be watching that court TV. That shit, they on R. Kelly ass. They trying to make all kind of charges stick. See, he gonna be faced with something. He claiming no, but if he make them crackers take his ass to the dough, he gonna regret it. He better make a deal.
Wow.
Shit, he wouldn't be sitting in jail all this time if the motherfuckers ain't had nothing on his ass, D.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about fighting the shit. And because, like, really, he should be out on bond. So that proved that they on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't let that bitch out neither. That Giselle, the woman that was, that was besties with Epstein?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that bitch. Look, they got, you know, they don't got the real pictures of her. They got the drawings. Her hair all gray now.
Wow.
Cause you know they make the likeness of you. that she ain't getting no more black rinses in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean in jail. her shit is gray. See? It be those type of things that's the madness for they ass. No more Botox shots, no more all that pampering. These bitches was used, they millionaires, they in their own right, that used to be kicking it with billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a billionaire fucking, whatever. But see, it's just in recent times, but they all, it's these celebrities. You know, Prince Andrew bitch ass was out there too. But that's since the beginning of time. Oh, see, nobody wants to talk about that, but I watched it on PBS. Henry VIII fucking wife, one of his wives was 14 or some shit like that. So, yeah, it ain't nothing. But people didn't live long back then. Matter of fact, they said the average age expectancy wasn't to be but like the 32, 36. But they was like, if you was living the 50s or 60s, you was considered old. That was considered. I'm like gagging. I'm like, but when did, I'm like, when did times change? I'm like, what do God be doing with? Because I'm like, I thought people's was used to living to a ripe old age, but not so. And then with all these modern diseases and problems and shit, and these shots we need and vaccinations, I'm like confused. I'm like, but wait a minute. I'm like, okay, so was they living long or was they living short? But then the mortality rate is so, like, people just were so used to death that I think they just got kind of numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like your child be born, you don't know if they're going to live 2 months to 2 years or whatever. Shit like that. And then the way people, I guess it's just how it is. But death doesn't terrify me. I think it has its place. And,
mm-hmm.
and having, like, I couldn't or want my son's dead body in my home to view, to walk past it, to, like, to look upon it. That is horrifying to me. That is not gratifying. That is not,
not
that
all.
Does not make me feel, would not make me feel comfort. It would
right?
give me nightmares.
Exactly.
I would never, and that's why I only can honor the living. I can respect the dead because I am not about to look upon you. I am going to remember you as I did when you were breathing. The last remembrance of you will not be you not breathing. That was the most shocking, one of the most shocking things that ever happened to me, to look upon a real dead person. And it was so shocking to me. I appreciate people who, you know, that got to view the body and, you know, who can mourn over them and cry over them. And, you know, I can't do it.
Okay, shit.
I can't do it. I'm be right there standing there. I'm going to come to your funeral, but I am not going to view your body. I'm not coming up to your body. I went to Gloria's niece. I mean, the niece funeral. I went there, paid my respect. I went to Gloria's funeral and viewing and paid my respect. But I am not going to view the body up close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm paying my respect. And I ain't go to the funeral to see them to get Lord in the ground. Now, I can visit a grave. I don't know where my homeboy Pretty Stump grave is because his mother was so objectified to me even attending his funeral. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? Like, your son was enamored with me because I was Flavor. I was his buddy. I was his buddy. Niggas in this town didn't even respect him, D. They didn't give Slim no fucking respect. He was his name might as well have been Rodney Dangerfield.
Wow.
Remember? I ain't got no respect.
Yeah,
Rodney got no respect. Like, they just wouldn't. And he was mad smart and mad talented. And he had some serious ass artists up under him. But he ain't get no fucking respect out of these son of a bitches. And I was one of the few fucking people that gave that bitch a respect. And he robbed me, stole my expensive ass chain. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just like, I don't think I got enough lifetime to look for good people.
Uh-huh.
Find them because, like, it's like, I think that I wouldn't try people like that because I know what people are capable of and shit. So that's what be, uh-huh. I'd be like, I don't want this person doing this to me. Or, like, you know somebody will fuck you up and you going to just, like a tiger. You gonna poke, like they say, don't poke the bear.
Mm-hmm.
You just gonna make a bitch show you who they is or what they capable of. Nah, I ain't never been like that. I ain't greedy for no pain like that. That's why I ain't take shit. I'm always around people that got shit or whatever. So yeah, I want them to be like, oh yeah. But then once again, I said nope. I don't want that trust factor. Nope. Let's see. It's not worth it.
Uh-huh.
It's still cool in the air.
It's still what?
Cool. The rain's supposed to be coming. But that's
yeah, it's really windy and like something coming.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I've
seen
TV
it a little
right
bit on
now,
the news.
All the storms coming. Okay.
I had me some Chinese food yesterday. That was it. I had a little papa earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the pits. They didn't do the crust right or some shit. I said, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, it was full up, but the crust wasn't right. At least the cat enjoyed it.
Okay.
I think she might be getting a little bit better. I ain't hear all that sniffling. I was hoping she gonna bounce back because she started looking real skinny. Like she ain't had no appetite. I was like, maybe if she got a cold, because she looked like she was sniffing shit. I mean, I even gave her some shrimp, and she loved shrimp. She wasn't even trying to fuck the shrimp up. But then she eventually ate it. I was like, hey, nothing I could do. If she gonna eat, she gonna eat. If she gonna starve herself to death, ain't nothing I can do. Nothing. So I said, I hope she bounces back, but she seemed like she might be on the way to the recovery.
Wow.
Poor kitty. So you say you got you a whole lot of stuff loaded up?
Yeah, I got a lot of it loaded up, and it plays. I got it set on autopilot right now, so I just put a bunch of stuff in there, and it'll play. And then if it runs out, it'll just loop and play whatever is left in the queue. Whatever is in there.
Oh, you was messing around with it, seeing how it worked. Hold on. What'd you say?
Put some more content in there. What is this?
I told the manager, I said, look, I don't know why, I don't remember what I was doing, but they say that they feel uncomfortable. I'm like, but I wasn't filming them per se, taking a film of them. So I said, well, all of this must sound like much to do about nothing. Like, what is like, so he is just really being a fucking asshole. His whole attitude was asshole. You know, like, bro, you can just kill all of that shit. But I'm gonna tell his boss. There it is. Be like, yo, fuck y'all got going on with these employees today? Like, what are y'all telling them? Like, it's cool to talk any type of way to customers. It's cool to act any type of way. What are y'all telling them? Act like this is your shit if you don't give a fuck? I'm just confused. Like, where do they do this at? Wait a minute. Where's my damn other? There we go. I'll be buying these aluminum containers. They is so bombé. Like the little foil pans. Yeah, they come in so freaking handy.
We use those a lot here at the house. Like, especially if you're having company and you're making a lot of stuff, they come in real handy.
Yeah, exactly. They got all different kinds of sizes too and shit. I'll be up on that shit. I'll be like, yeah, this, matter of fact, I shouldn't have got this damn, I got a smaller pan when I should have got a larger pan. But, too late now. I probably got some around here something with. I'm getting shit broke down little by little. I cannot believe how much shit I'm accumulating. It is getting a little bit too much.
Okay.
Like, I be having to leap across shit. I got the smallest, narrowest space. So much shit, it's like caving in.
Yeah.
I got the smallest little narrowest space to walk through. I told you that was part of the weight loss. I'm like, I couldn't get through the little space. I'm like, it was like my ass was hitting shit. I literally could not get through. And I was like, oh wow, this is like rock bottom. before you were so thin. I'm getting back to my getting back to a happy place. Cause I stayed at them for that nigga and shit. That was the plan of action. So Luke, not being with him, it just like I'm like, oh, I guess myself is like, oh, there's nothing really to do. Like we don't really have to. Nope. Time tighten up. Cause how they gonna know it's good if they ain't trying to find their baby. Gotta be in the race. I don't know what these bras is doing out here, but they are looking old. If they don't got makeup on, yeah, they looking old. For real. I'm like, yeah, we wanna keep the youthful look. I wear a little of the glitter. And I do like the mascara these days because my lashes is pretty long with that mascara. That should be having my shit popping.
Okay. And yeah, I wish I could say that.
Lash dilemma. Mm-mm.
Lashes. My show is tomorrow. My sec part two is tomorrow.
Friday. I tried to talk to old boy. I guess people think I'm gonna sweat them. I ain't sweating nobody. I'm gonna start going out and finding me some put my nose to the grindstone because I ain't been out here in a while and find me some motherfuckers that wanna come on the show that cause if bitches acting like that they doing me a fucking favor. You ain't doing me no fucking favor. Y'all bitches ain't got shit going on. Matter of fact, that's why I started this show. To finally get something to fuck done. Now, y'all ain't got nothing going on. I started this show. Oh, and I'm reaching out. How can I forget? Fuck these bitches. They got the legal women voters is in every state. So I'm reaching out to the next state, the next counties. Fuck these bitches. They don't run everything. They just run this little bit of shit right here. You feel me? That's it. They ain't the National fucking League of Women Voters. I'ma find a bitch who is greedy or who is real. One or the other. The greedy one gonna want to get something done, and the real one gonna want to get something done. So either way, fuck y'all dumb bitches. See, I'm not letting good ideas and solutions go to waste just because some fucking double ass bitches want to play fucking games. Now, fuck y'all bitches. Thank you. And after you get crunk, y'all see, I just got to learn to be like, don't be like, oh, fuck y'all. Nope. Yeah, dude. Success. We going for success. Success will say fuck you, right? Go for the success of it all. Good thing. Like I said, I be getting excited because I'm like, oh, see, you so busy worrying about these motherfucking haters that you missing out on all the blessing. And 9 times out of 10, God don't want it over here. That's what it be. I'm so quick to satisfy and to get up under a bitch. And I'm like, if it ain't popping over here, no problem. It'll happen again somewhere, or whatever, if it's meant to be. Damn these devils! They can keep on doing what they doing. I'm gonna keep on doing what I'm doing. Quentin Judas talking about he was gonna call me. I was like, yeah, he be always talking about he gonna call. He gonna call the bitch, but then he don't. But that's okay, because, homie, you the one that ran for office and tried to. That's why I'm like, why y'all give up on y'all dreams so quick? And he was arrogant, too. And he was like, I was like, damn. And then he going to talk about, he going to let Diane Hart do another term. Once you do the term, you eligible for your pension. Huh? So they get lifelong pensions after y'all, they took away my job and I don't got no opportunity to get none. But y'all, but these bitches only got to run, be there a couple of terms and don't do shit for us. And then they still set for life. Oh my goodness. Are you okay with that, D?
Shit, I don't think so.
Did you hear how simple I said it? Didn't need no more explaining, did it?
Right.
Like, that's what we're tolerating. Them go get a cushiony-ass political job that you don't gotta perform for. Because they're not judged by their performance. That's what we should be doing. Saying, okay, well, let's determine, well, let's see what you said you was going to do. Did you do it? Oh, no, not no excuse. Oh, no. See, because y'all say what y'all going to do. Y'all don't say what y'all going to try to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, see, all we got to do is flip the script on them, and whatever demands are made of us as employees, we do the same thing with them. You don't get nothing special. Most places don't even give an employee free food. They give them a discount. So why are we giving them free food?
Shit.
Mm-hmm. See? It needs to all be checked off by the white people. Lord, I just said it. Forgive me, Lord. Ah, D. Well, the League of Women Voters is not black. But you see where I'm going with this, right? I have to start joining white organizations. That I just said it, the white folks. So why did you sign up with the Black Caucus, Joanna? How's that work? Oh, yes. This is going to be awesome. So moving forward, I'm going to be joining the white people-ish. And loving it. Well, I'm already surrounding myself like that with the Democratic Party and whatnot. But see, they be trying, once again, I spoke to the dude over there, and they be trying to act like that they're, you know, they get their little position, and now they trying to act like they running some shit. You get me? Like, people is caught up in titles and positions. They just are. Mm-hmm.
So I see your picture with the guys. They are some big dudes, you can tell.
Yeah, I that's the best I could get them. Plus, they all sitting around one another right there in the little thing. But yeah, mm-hmm. I said take off your mask. They all had their mask on, and they was like, "No, we can't take off our mask." I was like, "Yes, you can." I'm like, other than that, y'all just three big dudes. Instead of being like, anybody could be like, oh, that when how we know they the Bucks behind the mask. And actually, that was a cute-ass picture. They is really smiling. I was like, I'm tripping. I ain't getting no selfie, right? I was like, can I get a selfie? And he was like,
sure.
He was like, as I'm talking, I got the phone right there, and I made a mistake and hit my finger hit the camera thing, and it was like click, and I was like, I apologize. I said, I ain't take no picture, y'all. I said, it just went, you know, they weren't even tripping. They weren't even like, you know what I mean, all standoffish or none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was telling them that I interviewed some Buccaneers before. The champions, the first champions, and then I went into the segue about Jerome Brown and Chris Carter because I felt like that would be more interesting to them, and it was. So, and then one of them even said, "I said, yeah, he used to." I said when he used to live in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And he was like Cherry Hill. He was like, "You a long way." I was like, I'm from Philly. That's how I know Jerome Browns, who was part of the Philadelphia Eagles, and Chris Carter. And they knew that, and they that most people don't remember that. Even if they remember his name because his career was short because he got killed. He got killed on the road, hydroplaning.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That was the first time I heard of that. You know what I mean? That your car could skip, you know, not catch the road, and that's what ended up making him crash.
Right.
Yep. Jerome was cool as fuck. See, that's what happened. I had two cool ass professional NFL players in my life, and one of them died. And then after he died, we lost contact with Chris. Because Chris was living with him, and he was, like, devastated. Because he was, like, he the one that, when he first joined the team, and they, like, stayed together. And then when Jerome got a crib, Chris moved in with him and shit. We used to be parlaying with them niggas every night. We used to drink Tanqueray, so much Tanqueray, in the atrium and in the hotel. And then once he got the crib, we would parlay over the crib. But it was a little ways up the road, so... But I was kicking it with them. And it was fun times until it ended. And then, of course, by this time, Carlene was like a real hater. Matter of fact, she was trying to put the brakes on all of the fun. You know, she always was the one trying to control stuff and make it all about her and what she won. And, like, she'll get an attitude. Like, it will be like, well, like forget you. Oh, she'll nut up. She a scorpion, whatever that means. Scorpion.
Girl, let me ask you a question. How many TV shows have you seen, talk shows, where talking over each other? How many have you seen? Like the View and different. Have you seen any talk shows that come on, they eating chicken?
Have I seen any talk shows, come on, that they're eating chicken?
Where they're eating anything. Where they're eating and they chewing and eating while they starting the talk show. While the talk show starts and they eating and chewing and have you seen one?
Not like that. I mean, I know I episodes where they might be cooking or some shit, but not.
I'm saying where the show is coming on. The show is coming on. Dun, 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 your show is coming on.
Oh, no. And I don't really watch talk shows anyway.
And she's sitting there, and they eat, and she chewing big time. Might as well be chewing bubble gum or something, blowing bubbles. But she chewing big chewings, and they talking over each other. Girl, that
ghetto ass. What show is it?
Crazy. It's some show on social media where they got a radio show, a live talk radio show, Ladies Lounge Talks, and they just ghetto.
They get 'cause their ghetto shit was popping.
That was popping
for them fools out there.
It ain't though. It just looks so tacky.
That's what I was on. I was on The Real Comedian until I was like, oh hell no, this ain't about nothing but some, you know, when she pulling out your drawers out your pants out the behind and boogers out your nose and shit. I'm good. Like, it ain't that real for me, baby. I don't need, like, but I must admit that I think my top, like, if you got a top five craziest or off the chain videos you've seen, and there's so many of them out there, but one of them is definitely her, because like I said, her daughter said her coochie stank.
Yeah. Who is that? What's her name?
The real comedian Latrice Allen.
Oh yeah.
That was priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so stuck. She was so stuck on that live. It wasn't shit she could really say. She tried to play that shit off so motherfucking hard. To my own kids, just say anything. Yup, anything that's real. And her nose was turned up, and she was like, it stank. It now, damn,
Your daughter talking about between your legs stink. That is whoa. And not that she never get the fuck up and was like, well, let me see what's going on or something like that. What could you say after your child exposed you that your pussy stink?
She,
it's not no coming back from that.
None at all.
Difference of what it is that I'm on live radio. I'm not on internet, but I'm trying to get badass.
You're not on nationwide radio. You're on Tampa radio.
But just like internet, it's international. So yeah, local, you can tune in. Best part about it, once again, I ain't Steve Harvey, but bitch, I might be. Yeah,
but that's how you be acting these days. Like you all, like you all that, like you can, station on a radio show on a, you be acting like you all that now, for real. I'm just keeping it real with you. You be talking like you all that, like you done really, like you the baddest bitch on the fucking planet now. That's how you be sounding, for real.
I was sounding like that before. Oh, I don't think I'm the baddest bitch. I think that I'm the baddest bitch could be. But keeping it 100 with you, I would be, if I was you, I'd be trying to produce a bitch like me. Word is bond. But I'm not mad at you.
I would, and I can.
No. I said, if I was you, trust and believe, that couldn't happen. Have a great night. Peace. Now I'm a bad bitch. That couldn't happen. Have a great night. Take my bad ass on.
What?
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Oh, you switched the knives now?
Oh, because I just needed to hear your little voice. So I can get some good sleep.
I'm gonna fall in love with you.
When No. I called to say this to you because I felt like if I had did it, you would have. You don't pull punches, so you'd have put me in check. You'd have told me, "Oh, you think you the shit, or who you think you is?" Why this lady, who I talk to all the time, and yeah, I am extra. I do believe God is giving me something great for the people. I always say that. I don't be thinking I'm doing nothing. I say to God be the glory, but I'm gonna get the credit. No problem. So all of a sudden, she just hit me with, I've been kind of braggy or braggadocious, and I'm like, huh? Me? I'm bragging on the success we about to have, the victories, and how these crackers about to be fucked up in the politicians. You talking about blow me away. I was like, huh? I said, well, let me holler at old boy. I said, I ain't heard you put me in check. Like, all right, bitch, you ain't all that, or you ain't so-and-so yet. Like, because I'm saying I want to be, hopefully, like Rush Limbaugh, bigger than Rush Limbaugh. He ain't never tell a bitch how to make a dollar. Shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I've been saying like that. So I just was like, you know what? Hey, if I'm too much, Let me turn it down. Let me turn it off. I said, from now on, we just say hi and bye. I'm not. It's nothing else I will say to you that have anything to do with business, honey. She could forget about it. Like it's a wrap. If I'm doing too much or bragging, well, I don't know where I've been bragging at. So let me just end the conversation. Hey, bye. I mean, blow the fuck out of me. I mean, she's like, yeah, you. But anyway, I ran into three of the Buccaneers today at the tag office, and they was nice enough to give up a little selfie with three of the little world champions. And I hit them up with my athletes for change or my financial literacy boot camp, and they just lit up by that information. They was like, yeah, because I mean, think about it. They go through all of that, the little league, I mean, whatever, you know, the little NFL, you know, they start off young, the peewee camps, and then they go all the way up, and fortunately they made it to the pros. But they know, if nobody don't know, ain't nobody never said they was gonna have a financial literacy boot camp. So I was excited that they were excited, and that hopefully in the future they will be a part of the success of the financial literacy bootcamp dealing with NFL players and my athletes for change. Now, that shit I be bragging on. I ain't gonna lie about that. That's that I be popping my collar. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, that sounds interesting.
Well, thank you. I've come up with a curriculum concept that my team.
You have a curriculum concept now.
What you mean? Bro, I got curriculums that were supposed to be funded with the Department of Corrections, but pussy-ass Rick Scott became governor. When I first got on or in, I didn't understand. I didn't know what I was doing. So they said, oh, let's do it. But I wasn't a 501, because I didn't even know what a 501c3 was and all this other shit. So I just started doing this. It's like I just started like playing by ear. I don't know how to read and write music. So I'm just sitting here playing, and then next thing you know, they talking about, oh, well, give that to us in a score. I don't know how to write no music. I just know how to play. So my dilemma was that I had more opportunity than ability. So by the time I got my paperwork straight, missed that plane, train, and bus.
You missed the opportunity, but
not really. Then when it came around again, It got derailed because old girl had to resign. I had the second in command of this state on my side fucking with me. Then she had to resign. So when she left, out the window went my opportunities. So what, you know, and but I wasn't on this now. We the boss. That them eliminating pardons, all this extra shit. So I get it. That's why God didn't give me that, because that I'm tunnel vision. I'm not panoramic. So I wouldn't have known to do more, to figure out more. I'd have been stuck right there on that little merry-go-round trying to get funding, staying in the prisons, going up and down, running myself raggedy. If I'm going to run myself raggedy, it's going to be for a lot motherfucking more than that bullshit. Amen. And that's what's popping now. So I'm excited. I ain't mad. I'm ecstatic. Oh, I lost you. Hold on. What's that?
Programs and stuff like that. That shocks me. I don't know how that happens, but it can be done. But now you're learning. Who's telling you that it's a process and you just can't just say, I'm the boss, we the boss, and all like that? It's a process. How are you going to take the people through that? What you going to teach them? How are you going to teach them? Who's telling you this? Somebody's teaching you that.
Ain't a motherfucker teaching me this.
I'm telling you that's what you needed to do to get.
I told you, sir. I am working on, I got a lot of irons in the fire and I wear multiple hats. I'm doing bitches work that getting paycheck and I ain't getting a motherfucking check. So, today in the little hood store, right? Dude was like, Flavor, how you been? Woo, woo, woo. What you got going on? And he kept on asking me that. So I just was like, well, I got a little radio show now and trying to wake up y'all black men to understand you the boss, that the politician and employee, they took away your job, your rights. So he listening. Meanwhile, I ain't know it's other motherfuckers listening. And by the time I finished the little spiel, they was so locked in. That's what this is going to take, for them to understand that, damn, I am the boss. Yes, you heard me mention it too. It's just like a preacher. Preacher don't save nobody. He just give you the spiel, the sermon, and you work your way on your salvation.
You have to work your magic, but you have to work your magic.
So I'm giving them the blueprint, which is first we thin them out, then we win them out. We can't just come in one fell swoop do it. If we could, I'd be on that. I get that. I watch these fools. The homosexuals did it. The homosexuals did it like this. They promised these motherfuckers that they would vote them out eventually out of every state, that there would be none of them left. Like promising them they gonna burn, we gonna burn every field. And them bitches, they got that impression. That's how they got gay rights. Them motherfuckers would have never approved that shit. But them motherfucker got on they ass like hot fucking grits. And that's what the fuck I'm finna do. That's what I'm finna help the people do. Get, we the hot grits. We stick. But when grits is cold, they ineffective. It don't mean shit. So that's what happened. All hot grits is always getting fucking cold because the bitch don't know. We that bitch. And I get it. We just came out of a fucking the slavery, civil rights, crack. Yeah, bitch ain't really had a chance to get their mind right. But guess what?
The process. You got to know how to do it. You're still working on it. Keep working.
The blueprint is clear. Now the plan of action just only comes from people being organized. All I could do is report and tell people. They have to get their own selves.
Have to show them.
They don't listen to me, and I don't expect them to.
Well, you got to make them listen. Maybe if you talk a little softer, they might listen.
Well,
You're always yelling and screaming, acting like a bad woman. Who gonna listen to somebody like that?
Motherfucker, my name is the Angry Activist. That part. I don't have to apologize for me being... Okay.
Show a different side of you.
Okay, well, tell that to Al Sharpton.
Oh, Al Sharpton don't yell and scream. He's a very quiet man.
When?
Matter of fact, when he was younger, he was louder than he is now, but he has learned also.
I don't need you to tell me something about a motherfucker that I already know about, bro.
Okay, so?
He's loud, and nobody never tell him to hush up. Nobody never tell Jesse, shh, can you do it a little bit lower? Just a little bit.
No, it's a difference. Their loudness is different than your loudness.
Oh, well what
is
my...
It's still a difference. Go back to the drawing board, Grasshopper. You have more learning to do.
And if you live long enough...
You haven't quite got it yet.
If you live long enough, you know what the old people say? You'll learn something new every day. So my learning lessons are very simple. I don't have to allow annoying people to annoy me. See, that's the only problem is motherfuckers. You get me? Trying to get into my motherfucking head when they ain't got no motherfucking solution. Oh, but you can come up with some. Come on, let me hear some. Let me hear what you tell me to do, you do.
I'm telling you, you gotta get your process down. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay,
you have to learn what you're doing.
Tell me what to do.
No. You want me to work for you?
No, you told me I need to get it right. What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, just figure it out.
No, that's something you gotta figure it out. Yep. You have to go within yourself and figure it out. You're right at the tip, let's say. You're almost there.
Almost there what? To do what?
You're almost there.
To do what?
Whatever you want to do.
Oh, is that what I'm
almost
there?
You're almost there. Go back to the drawing board, Grasshopper. Do some more figuring. You'll get it. It's coming to you.
You're right. I'm going to start bringing people live. I'm going to bring people to the table. We're going to start discussing, how are we going to get $15 now that it's exposed that the political employees already getting $15. So what's the next logical move for us to get the same thing? See, you're right. I have been going back to the drawing board. And the conclusion is to make people talk it into reality. See, let them. Cause see, they
that's part of the process.
They don't think that because I guess because I don't got a PhD, a master's, an EDU like them that you know they should listen. So I'm gonna let them listen to each other and just present the solution backwards to them.
That's one way.
Well, I mean, that's the best way for these folks. I don't know about in another city, but right now, primarily, they just listening.
That's
here.
All you got to worry about is right where you at right now. You don't have the time nor the energy to worry about any place else. You got to start right where you're at. That's all you got to worry about. Then when you get bigger, then you worry about expanding.
Worry about
right
bigger.
Right now, you worry about wherever your little toesies is at. That's what you worry about.
Uh-huh.
And then you expand.
So I've been talking to Desmond, and it's such a awesome thing for things to really come like you quoted them. I told them, I said, Desmond, like the mob, I said, one day you will be called upon. And when you're called upon, you will know what to do. And he knows what that means. It's a great thing when you're right. No, not when I'm right, but right is right. He can't hide. See, I'm not his problem. Motherfuckers worrying about his $1 million new crib. That's who his problem is. See, if I was worried about his $1 million problem, a house, he wouldn't have a problem. But because other people is worried about his shit. See, now somebody wants his position. I don't want his position. You get me? So Joanna is not his problem. But he very well might be in for what is called the okey-doke, the rope-a-doke. You know, like the three-car Molly motherfucker. Like, bitch didn't let you get this shit all set up and get it all successful. Now they want to come in and they say, steal your shine. See, I'm glad I'm not into those type of conundrums and insane fucking games. I ain't got time for that shit. Bitches act like they really wanted to fuck you up. Yes, that's how we get down. 10 paces. bring out the horses, the joust, bitch. The fuck wrong with these bitches? I don't do nothing but watch they whole entire existence. It's called PBS. So I'm very much in tune with these white folks, see? Black peoples, they, like the little upper echelon, the bougietto motherfucker, they consider they self. Well, bitch, if y'all fucking so smart, why y'all bitches sitting up here arguing with they ass? You know I'm trying to get to that black caucus here and around the country and light they motherfucking asses up, put they ass to shame and let them know who the fuck y'all doing up here arguing with these bitches. How dare you? How dare you curse? Right. How dare you curse what God bless? God let us be free. And we sitting up here putting ourselves up under their knee. Like dumbass George Floyd. And by the fucking way, his family didn't give a shit about him. He was a nuisance to them. But that motherfucker sitting up there living hopped off fucking hog now off his ass, ain't they? Ain't life a bitch?
They love him now, don't they?
Ain't life a bitch? Bitch, but y'all know y'all ignored that right? man call. You know if he went to county jail, y'all bitch would have been like, oh, let his ass sit in jail. Yeah, that's how y'all treated that man. Stop acting like y'all treated him like a Chris. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, his brother all, they clean it in the bitch because that motherfucking Crump got y'all asses paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. They love him now.
Oh my brother, yeah, let's do a memorial to him. That man cried mama for his last breath, Lord have mercy.
Mama. So what, you gonna wait till you die and then you gonna be somebody?
Not at all.
While you're alive?
Chabu, I got to get my flowers now. That's why I got me a happy hippie garden. Right. A happy hippie victory garden.
So
right
go
here.
Work on your program and get it done.
Oh, you go ahead, work on your program and get it done. Deuces. Little Beach.